We're very fortunate to be joined tonight by family and matrimonial law attorney Barbara King. Barbara is the managing partner of the matrimonial and family law division of one of the largest groups in the greater capital region. She's also a member of the Women's Bar Association Board of Directors and the chair of the Schenectady County Bar Association's Pro Bono Committee. Joining us each week are Tyler and Chris, our on-air correspondents. In the producer's booth is Caitlin. If you want to join in on tonight's discussion, give us a call at 1-800-TALK-WGY or send us an email at info@tullyrinkyshow.com. If you're in your car, just press star WGY on your cell phone to get in touch with us. All this information could be found on our website, tullyrinkyshow.com. Let's get right into things tonight with the laws surrounding divorce in New York State. Couples going through divorce here may have a tougher time than those elsewhere because New York is the only state in the country without a so-called no-fault divorce law. Barb, can you explain to us what exactly the no-fault divorce law is?
Sure. No-fault divorce is where a couple can get divorced from each other without having to prove that anybody did anything wrong. Actually, in New York, you have to prove that your spouse did something wrong in order to divorce them. That's what we call grounds for divorce.
And now grounds, there's a few of them, right? What are the most popular?
Yeah, there are several. The most popular ones are adultery, cruelty, which could be domestic violence or some kind of emotional, psychological cruelty. There's abandonment, leaving your spouse without their consent.
So if I just giddy up and left my wife tonight, she could sue me for divorce, and she can get a divorce for that, irrespective of the fact that she was mean to me.
Well, you might have grounds to divorce her for being mean and cruel to you, but you have to be gone for a year in order for her to sue you for divorce.
And if I went to jail for 5 years, is that grounds?
Actually, yes. 3 continuous years in jail or in prison in that case would be grounds for her to sue you for divorce.
But let me ask you this, the bigger question, Barb, is what happens if I just am not in love with my wife anymore and I want to file for divorce? Can I do that in New York?
Not unless you have grounds. That's something that's often referred to as a dead marriage. Many of the courts refer to marriages like that as dead, but that doesn't meet the statutory grounds to divorce her. You still have to have one of those other grounds like adultery or cruelty or abandonment.
And if I don't have these other grounds, then what? What can I do?
Well, if the two of you agree that the marriage is dead, neither one of you really wants to keep putting in the effort of going to counseling, you could sign a separation agreement where the two of you agree you want to divorce and how you're going to handle all your finances and your children's issues.